you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Conversations That Make a Difference. I'm Teresa Velarde, your host for this hour with Ms. Faith James, who I will introduce to you in a moment. First, I want to let you know that Conversations That Make a Difference is live every first and third Tuesday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern. There are call-in video shows, and you can watch us on YouTube and be part of the conversation. We are also aired every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. throughout the month. You can watch this episode. You can go to dreamvision7network.com and watch us there. You can watch us on YouTube, as I said, and you can ask Alexa to play on Dream Vision 7 Radio or on your apps. So without further ado, we're going to open the show with, as I usually do, with a serenity prayer to get us started, and then I'll introduce my guest. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And it is by God's grace that we are fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living in our greatness, using our gifts and talents, making a difference in the lives of others with passion and purpose, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. And we gratefully say amen. Okay, so today we're going to talk about knowing your worth and how to communicate it. And I have the great pleasure of having Faith James with us. Faith is affectionately known as the Queen of Branding or the Branding Sherpa, depending on what side of the street you live on. I love that. She's an award-winning marketing and branding executive with over 25 plus years experience creating branding and communication campaigns for Fortune 500 brands like IBM, Microsoft, Pepsi, Mary Kay, and Liberty Mutual, just to name a few. She's a highly sought after speaker and has presented at industry shows such as Advertising Research Federation and the American Marketing Association. Faith is a two-time international Amazon best-selling author with her books, Ladies, Power Up Your Brand, and Experts and Influencers, Women's Empowerment Edition. She is currently writing her third book, God is a brand, is my brand strategist. I love that. God's my brand strategist too. She's a certified professional and social brand strategist and CEO and founder of the Personal Branding Consultancy, LLC, an international branding and marketing agency that helps forward-leaning female entrepreneurs and a few enlightened men from Austria to Atlanta build a standout brand and improve their professional reputation in the marketplace. Faith was recently named the top 100 influencer in advertising and marketing, and that was in 2021. Her agency was awarded the 2019 Branding and Marketing Agency of the Year in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and the 2020 Business Hall of Fame and the Best of 2020 of Ave Maria, Florida. And Faith was also awarded Alignables Local Business Person of the Year for 2021 for Ave Maria, Florida. We have an award-winning woman with us today, lots of awards, and she's been featured in a range of media and appeared on several broadcasts, including the Tech with Heart show, BYOB show, the Happy Entrepreneur, Speaking, and Corona TV, to name a few. She's recently featured in Authority Magazine as speaker and Speaker Magazine, discussing five things you need to become a highly effective public speaker. She hosts her own digital TV show, Talking All Things Branding, where she interviews entrepreneurs and business owners about their brand building journey, as well as offers inspiration and leadership coaching. Let me tell you something. This woman is a good coach. I'll tell you what. She really is a good coach. She's the creator of the Brand Actor Membership, Brand Activator Membership, a business mastermind and accountability program. She is currently in development with her soon-to-be-launched podcast, the Kingdom Branding Podcast, that will focus on the power of infusing faith and God in business. We need more of that today. We need so much more of that today. Faith is passionate about bringing women to the kingdom and recently launched her ministry, Women of God Be Healed. I love the name. When asked about how she was able to do so much, her favorite responses are, branding is in my blood and me and God are a majority. I love it. Faith, welcome to Conversations That Make a Difference. How are you?
I know that was a lot, Teresa. Thank you for having me. First of all, I was so giddy with excitement when you made the offer. And I just love everything that you're doing, the way you're causing and creating authors from places known and unknown, and just giving women the opportunity to not only have their voice, but to have that voice be amplified. So I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. And normally I would not read the entire bio like that, but Faith, you have so many credentials and you do so much. And not only do you do so much for your own business, you and Fortune 500 businesses, but you are amplifying, as you say, the voices of women entrepreneurs. And I love, 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 I'm saying it first and foremost, I love your Brand Activator membership. I take place in that, and it's an awesome program. And I'm sure we're going to get a chance to talk a little bit more about that later on. But I just thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
So what issues in the world are motivating you right now? What's going on in that brilliant brain of yours?
Right. You know, I joke sometimes. I'm like, I've never met a microphone I didn't love, and I never met an issue I didn't, you know, have the ability to wax poetic about. But in all seriousness, I mean, clearly we're in challenging times from a global standpoint. So naturally those conversations are top of mind right now. And we get to remember that even though there's turmoil, right, we get to really focus in on how can I be the best version of me and support my focus, my health, my wellness, my being, so that you can be a light onto others. And so, you know, we talk a lot about what's going on, we don't get sucked into the news, and then we come back to, is all well with you? Mm-hmm. All well with you. So really connecting, because it's so easy for people or groups of people to get lost in the fray when you have, you know, a global war that everybody's either so tuned into, and there's obviously right now with growing forever such a divide. You know, you're either for or against, and that can get really, really toxic really fast. And so we're really focusing on, are you okay? Are you okay? And so the conversations around, you know, not only check in with your Jewish friend, but just check in with your friends in general, because trauma like this can impact people in so many different ways. So I'm really focused on the conversations of like, I'm connected to you. Are you okay? Whether it's a text, whether it's a phone call, whether it's, as I like today to say, do a social media drive-by, just post on somebody's timeline, thinking of you today, just to be connected back, because we can be so focused out and we get to focus in and reconnect.
Yeah. And the other thing about that, and it's really important what you just said about connecting with other people, because, you know, when there's so much going on in the world and distracting you from what's going on in your own world, I often tell people to stay in their own lane, but you don't have to stay in your own lane by yourself. You need to reach out to those you love and you care about, you know, and that's part of how we build relationships with people, communicate with people. I'm all about communication. I'm all about the words. I'm such a flipping word nerd. It's crazy. I'm like a walking dictionary.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
But you know, we talked about having the show saying know your worth. And I think what you just said is one of the ways in which we can do that, and communicating it to the world and to other people is part of, you have to start with where you are, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I want to just really amplify this point about knowing your worth, because sometimes when we hear that or it's said, you think worth necessarily equates to millionaire, billionaire, like it's worth something, it's worth it, right? You know, L'Oreal, you're worth it. It immediately connotes expensive, you know, over the top, et cetera. And so I want to reframe that conversation of like knowing your worth and the most value, the most emphasis, the most powerful worth that you have, you get to know, comes from God himself, where God himself said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are magnificent. You are his masterpiece. There's no conjugation that says, but only if you have $1 million liquid in the bank, or only if you have 1 million followers on your Instagram. We so tie our worth to these sort of outward superficial things, and knowing your worth, when everybody who the audience is watching, hearing me say this, knowing your worth from the creator of the universe is that it is done. You are worth it. You are to die for. Mm-hmm. When you say that, it typically means, oh my gosh, it was to die for. You are to die for. And so if we can get connected to that, we're unstoppable. There's nothing that we can't do, but we fall prey to this new conversation around, well, if you're not, you know, driving a Bentley, you don't really have any worth. If you don't live in $1 million mansion, you don't really have any worth. And we let our power be, you know, stolen from us under the cover of dark. And then we walk around like wounded birds. Yeah. So the conversation is anchor back into the universal truth. God said it. Mm-hmm. And what did God say? His word will not return to him void. Mm-hmm. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are magnificent. You are a masterpiece. There is power in that. It is for us, particularly women, because we tend to put everybody before us, but we get to know, I am to die for, I am worthy. And you first get to be anchored in that. Wow, I am to die for.
Yeah.
Worthy. Like if you just, I just want the audience just to sit with that and just say it out loud. I am to die for.
It gives you chills down your spine when you say that.
Oh my gosh. Teresa, I'm so glad, because this is where we get to go. Know your worth. Know your worth doesn't mean I have this. I am the child of the king. I am royalty. I am to die for. I am magnificent. I am called his masterpiece. Can we all just hold on to that truth? Mm-hmm. Then we can talk about how you communicate that. But we first have to believe that. And one of the things I always say to people, unless you know God is a liar, that you're choosing not to believe that which is written in the holy word, but you choose to look at somebody else, which somebody else can't make you. Somebody else can't create these 87 trillion cells moving our bodies together. But why do you put emphasis and reverence on what that person says as opposed to what the creative universe says? So unless you can prove God is a liar, this is your worth. God said it, and he said it. My words will not come back void to me, means whatever I say it is. Can we just hold on to that truth? Let that be your affirmation tonight as we drift off to sleep. I am to die for, because you already did. And so how valuable, right? You know, there's, I forget where it is in the scripture where it talks about the lilies of the field, beautifully adorned. But God sees and knows you and knows what you need. The sparrow.
Yeah.
Right? Knows everything about them. You're worth much more than that. That is your worth. God is telling you in so many different ways and so many different stories what your worth is.
You know, I love that, because we forget from where we come. And so we get lost in the insanity of the world and the word abundance, you know, your worth and the word abundance. People think that abundance is just finances, just exactly what you were just saying, but it is not abundant. You have abundant relationships, abundant health, abundant, you know, abundant life, abundant. I can think of a million things to say, and not one of them is coming out of my mouth right now, but that's okay.
Exactly. But no, I get your point. It, yeah. And you know, we just toss it away as if it's nothing, right? And you know, where it says, just be so grateful for the life that you have, the fact that we have air to breathe. I was speaking with my mom just coming in from my mammogram. Shout out, ladies, if you're listening, if you haven't had your mammogram, this is PSA, go get your mammograms done. And I was telling her, I said, you know, of all the things that we have that we're so grateful for, I said, you know, sound mind, having a sound mind, you are abundantly rich when you have a sound mind, right? Exactly. There are many, right? We just passed through, you know, mental health and wellness awareness day. So when you think about the fact that, yeah, I may be living in a studio, but I'm of sound mind, that is wealthy. That is so much to be grateful for. And so if we can take the monetary value off of our worth, right? You being able to call me and say, hey, Faith, I'd love to have you on the show, right? That's value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I count you as worthy. I count you as a worthy friend. I count you as a worthy colleague because we're connected and we're creating opportunities for each other. That's powerful.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, if we can shift from it's a monetary thing to how am I showing up in my relationship with you? How am I showing up in the relationship in my community? You know, even if you help a neighbor across the street.
Yeah.
That's valuable for her. Like you helping her, that worthy, it's unparalleled. It's priceless.
Mm-hmm. It is priceless. And, you know, it goes by the wayside. This conversation goes by the wayside because, you know, and Jesus says that he came so that we could have life and life abundantly. He didn't put a definition that it had to be finances, you know, so that's, you know, it's really, I'm so glad that we're talking about this because I think particularly women get lost in this conversation and they don't know their worth, but it's the conversations that we have in our head. It's the conversations that we have with each other that we bring to light that make a difference in how we show up and that we do honor ourselves and we do honor our, you know, our businesses, our families, our friends. And it's important to have this conversation, especially now when there's so many things going on that can distract us from who we really are and who we were created to be. I know you have many, many gifts and talents, Faith, and you use them wisely. And I talk about gifts and talents all the time and using them for the kingdom, because we were given these gifts and we are to use them, I believe, in order to be able to live the best life possible that we were put here to have. And that's where to be able to live abundantly, to use what God gave you and he will bless you. That's what I say.
So. Exactly. Be grateful for the little that you have and he will give you more for which you get to be grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So are you having these kind of conversations around your dinner table?
Yeah. You know, when I'm trying to even remember when I first even had this conversation with my husband. So I'll tell you a little bit of a backstory of where I've, you know, come from this idea of knowing your worth. So my mom, I mean, we call her a woman of substance. So she has just been the embodiment, the personification, modeling for us that behavior of no, even though you've heard me say this a lot, even though, nevertheless, even though she only has a formal sixth grade education from Jamaica. Nevertheless, she has become the banker for our family. Oh, you need 10K? Oh, you need 30K? Oh, you need 28? A sixth grade education. So we look at that and go, okay, so the worth is not tied to born with the silver spoon in your mouth. The worth is not tied to, you know, having an Ivy League education. The worth comes from within the heart, that she is just the perfect example of big heart, caring, doing all that she can, and being blessed abundantly because of that. When you do it to the least of these, you do it unto me. That is such value that if we can get connected to that. So all things are possible. This is my other anchor. All things are possible. All things are possible. You could never tell me that my mom, from where she came, would be where she is now. All things are possible because she's a staunch believer and we were raised in that fashion. So I believe all things are possible. I can do all things. My husband, when we first met, when we were just dating, not so much, right? So I would find myself, and it's so interesting. Like when you have a point of view and you're trying to enroll somebody in your way of thinking, right? You know, the Bible tells us you don't get to like hammer it over people's head and like make them wrong. Like you just be the example. Mm-hmm. So like if he would say, oh, that's not going to work out because of this, or this is not going to do, or this, or right. And I would just always come back with the, no, well, what if it does work out? What if it does happen? Like think positive, you know. And I love books like, you know, the 7-day mental diet, which is a book, a small read, but I love it. It forces you to confront your negative ways. And if you have a negative thought that you ruminate on for too long, you've got to start over and start counting. And so it would be either I'm here on the big dreamer, all things are possible. And then right at the dinner table, he would be like, oh yeah, that'll never work. But this is what I want everybody to hear, because maybe you have the same situation in your home or with your kids or whatever, that if you believe in all things are possible, if you believe in I'm going to see the silver lining, forget about the dark clouds, then you hold firm to that position and you model that behavior. And even when something happens and you may call it a disappointment, I like to say discipline your disappointment, because what are the lessons learned from that? And then, okay, so I'm going to try this next. And when you embody that, when you don't break down, when you don't go, oh, I can't believe, and you start like, you know, being agitated, it sends the signal to the other person like, wow, look at that. All these things are happening to her. And I think I would be like, you know, mad as hell, or I'd be crying. And she is what? Because I rest in that Jesus peace. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you, my peace that passes all understanding. So I'm peaceful because I'm like, okay, God is on the throne. Check. Okay. Still on the throne. He's doing a work. He's the potter. I don't understand, but I'm just going to go with it. Lord, where would you have me go? Because I embody that, my conversations around the dinner table are always, it's possible and it will. And even if it doesn't, something better. Like I never fall back into despair. It's been, I can't even remember, Teresa. I mean, I'll tell you a story of how this has been so embedded in me when I was.
Okay, hold on to the story. We have to go to break. We'll be right back with Faith James. I can't wait to hear what she's going to tell us as we continue our conversation about knowing our worth and how to communicate it. We'll be right back.
With the hustle and bustle of today's world, how often do you take time to practice gratitude? More importantly, how can you make it a habit? The Grateful Hearts community is a group of like-minded people focusing on what's going right and being grateful. Gratitude is more than putting a smile on your face and being thankful for the roof over your head. It's about expanding your perception and finding ways to find gratitude for, in, and through the challenges we face every day. Gratitude is a feeling of connection to things higher than yourself, to God, and to others. We focus on light, positivity, and connections. You make a difference. When we join our grateful hearts together, the power of community attracts more people and even more to be grateful for. Expressing gratitude and feeling grateful is infectious, so let's share it. Join our Grateful Hearts community and watch your blessings blossom. Learn more at gratefulheartscommunity.com and join the community at facebook.com/thegratefulheartscommunity.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Don't you just love that? Breathe, relax, and enjoy.
I took the breath when I said that. It's beautiful.
Oh, so all right. So we're back with Faith James, and you were about to tell a story. So
we're talking about the Jesus piece, the piece that passes all understanding. And I was going to give an example of how this becomes embodied, and it really connects into how you demonstrate your worth, because how you demonstrate, it's what you believe about yourself. Mm-hmm. So you first must believe I am worthy. God first says I'm worthy, and I believe it, and I align to it, and then I govern myself accordingly. So back in 2008, when, recession, anybody remember 2008? And I was a chief strategy officer for an agency in Minneapolis, and was one of the ones that got laid off. And, you know, so I was making like a handsome six-figure salary. At the time, my house, which I built, the carrying cost was like $5,000 to $7,000 per month. So I knew I had to get another job like right away. There's just no way I, you know, could like be out of work. So that very day, this gentleman that I was dating at the time, I went to his house and told him, you know, I got laid off. I was one of the ones laid off, et cetera. And I was on his computer updating my resume. And he's looking at me just like confused and befuddled. And he said to me, he's like, I don't understand how right now you're not in a fetal position. Your words. I don't understand how right now you're not in a fetal position, because the natural sort of worldly way of being is, oh my gosh, I lost my job, my carrying costs for my house, $5,000 to $7,000. I don't have a million liquid in my bank account. We're in a recession. Oh, woe's me. What am I going to do? But because I live in that Jesus piece, I was like, okay, we get to go get the resume updated and get to going. Because what everybody gets to hear me say is that pity party that we want to throw for ourselves waste time. It doesn't create any magic for us. And so because I've been anchored in that for such a long time, a lot of the things that I do, people, it seems like who is this alien? But it's like the piece that passes all understanding. We get to go. We can't keep living in this, oh, woe is me. So, you know, I did what I had to do and I kept moving. And that's just sort of how I've governed my life this whole time. I know I've made a positive impact on my husband, like for sure. He knows now that we get to consider all sides of the potentiality before he says, oh, it'll never happen. Because he knows I don't entertain it. So that's another thing about knowing your worth. If I say I am to die for and I live in that Jesus piece, how can I entertain a conversation about, well, it's me and I can't believe in that, right? I would be out of integrity. So my worth is I'm a person of possibility. I'm a person who sees problems as an opportunity to solve something. I'm not going to, as we say, kiki and oh my gosh, it's so worse. I can't believe, what are we going to do? Like, don't bring me problems. Let's talk about solutions. And so people know that that's how I govern myself, by demonstrating this is where I'm focused. I am not the person who's going to cry me a river for too long, but what can we do? Let's keep it moving. Let, you know, I mean, it's leadership. You know, it's leadership at the highest level. So demonstrating your worth, you first must know God said it.
Yeah.
You must believe God. You then must believe and get aligned to it. And what does that look like for you in the face of adversity? This is why I say to everyone, stay anchored in the word. Stay anchored in the word, because there's so many examples of what happened before to give you strength and hope. If you can't see it for yourself, like, this seems like an impossibility. Do you know a man named Job? A man named Job who was like richer than rich, right? Lost it all. And then what? Because we serve an abundant God. We serve a God who's like, multiplication is the only math I know. So double for your trouble.
Yeah. You
can stay in faith and hope. So just having the values, the things that you stand for, Teresa, this is so important. Like, if I say, oh, you know what? I'm a healthy person. I eat clean. And then somebody says, hey, we want you to sponsor the triple double burger conference, but because I'm going to get potential clients from it, then I sell my soul, right? Because I'm like, oh, it's money. But wait a minute, didn't you say that your worth was about health and wellness and clean eating? So this is how sometimes people get wishy-washy and nobody knows what you really stand for. But my worth is this, so that I believe every single person should be X, Y, and Z, then you're going to stand for that and move forward in that direction. So people know how to treat you. I always say people treat you the way you allow yourself to be treated. So if you know you're valuable and you take a stance on the things that you believe in, you don't just go for anything just because, again, comes back to the money. You're chasing that almighty dollar, but you have core values that you stand for. Those are some really powerful ways to communicate your worth, that I'm not on sale at the right price.
Exactly. You have to be in alignment with who you are and who you profess to be, so that people will believe that you are who you say you are, and that you are worthy, you know?
The authenticity of it all is so important, and having your reputation. I'll tell you just very quickly, I had a conversation with a colleague of mine who's got this big event summit thing going on, and I've been sending a couple of my clients, and on the phone with him, he said, you know, because I called him to say, thank you for being so good to my people. And he said, oh, I spoke to so-and-so, and when they said your name, it's like, oh, you should have said that before. Your day just got easier. You don't even need to apply, because you know Faith James. Like, you think about that worth that just your name has. I didn't pay him to say that. There's no money exchange, but how you communicate your values and you stand for it, and whether it's sunny days or dark days, you're still standing for the thing that you believe in, is one of the most important things you can do to communicate your worth.
Exactly. And I want to go back to your story for just one second, because during the time that you're sitting, you've lost your job, you've got this big nut to crack every month, right? Pay the bills. And yet you went and you did what you had to do in order to move on to the next thing. And that's so powerful. And at the same time, I think there's something that a lot of people miss, that I know that you have in your heart because of who you are and how you be, that you have to find gratitude in all the moments. You have to find that peace that's going to, yes, I may not be able to pay for it next month, but I have a roof over my head. Thank you, Lord. You know, and all things come around. If it's taken you, if he's taken you out of one thing, he's going to put you in something that's even better, and be grateful for the opportunity to do that.
Everything in all circumstances, right? He didn't say this or that. In all circumstances, gratitude. Like, when you really just say, I don't get it, I don't understand it. When you can do that Abraham energy, where it's like, yeah, that one good son that you have, Isaac, yeah, we're going to need him, get to the mountain. And you're just being faithful. You're like, okay, I'm not really sure what's going on, but God said it, and God's word never going to come back void. So I'm trusting and believing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you think, oh, my son's going to die. Oh, I just lost my big job. Oh, but there's your ram in the bush.
Yeah.
There's your purpose, because certain things, we don't know the plans, right? We don't know the plans. And so we have to just really submit to that. We can't pretend like, oh, it should be, or it should be, or whatever. We have to submit that God is the one who's the architect. And when we take our ego out of it and say, Lord, where would you have me go? Whatever work you're doing, Lord, prepare me for it. You can do anything. As long as you have breath, all things are possible.
Exactly. And we might not know the plan, but he knows because he promises us. He knows the plans he has for us, prosper and not to harm us, right? So,
yeah. And again, right, it comes back to, do you believe that?
Yes.
Because I've come across so many people who say, yeah, I know. It's not yeah, but it just is. Be still and know I am God. You either are trusting or you're not trusting. You're either for or you're not with. So we get to really check ourselves if we're saying, yeah, I'm a believer. But when the first sign of something crazy comes, we loot. What is my worth?
Yeah.
You know, truth, integrity, authenticity. Those are the things that demonstrate your worth. This has zero to do with the money in your bank account. Do they know you as a person of integrity? Mm-hmm. Do they know you as a person who is generous at heart, that whatever you have, you're connecting your people, you're not holding it back like, oh, I'm not going to tell anybody about this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you communicate your worth, because it'll come back to you tenfold. Mm-hmm. Most people think it's about money, and that's where we miss it. And so I really hope that everybody under the sound of our voices hears this today. Be anchored in the truth of God, of what he said.
Yeah.
He said it. That's your worth. And how you communicate it is just exactly what would Jesus do.
And some of this is actually relevant to a question that was put in the chat. Somebody is asking a question. And because I want to give the answer, but I'm not going to give the answer. I'm going to let you give the answer. So here's the question. I'm stuck in a bad situation. Josh, whoever that is always putting me down. I pray he will find a good job. I know he's feeling badly because he's not appreciated at work. How do I help him to feel better about himself? What's the answer to that question, Faith?
Here's the thing. It's a little bit of what I said before. You get to model that behavior, right? You can, as we have a saying in Jamaica, Teresa will appreciate this because I'm always giving her Jamaican sayings, but you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't force the horse to drink. People have to get to their place of willingness and wanting to change. You can demonstrate, you can suggest, you can have conversations. Certainly edify Josh, right? If you know this to be true, that he's really good and skilled at what it is that he does, reinforce that, you know, particularly with men, they just want to hear that they are needed, that they're valued, because, you know, they have some different needs than we as women. So if you can just reinforce, maybe, you know, give him a shoulder rub just out of the blue, honey, I'm just like, you know, giving you some good energy, just thinking, whatever it might be. But the willingness to change must first come from Josh. So if you have resources, the way that you bring them to him for, I don't know if you're trying to get him a new job or something like that, is that you must first ask permission. Honey, are you open to me? I know so-and-so who they have some really amazing jobs. Are you open to me asking them and bringing a list to you? Do not, because this is where, honey, here are five jobs that I know you could get right. Because maybe what Josh needs right now is just a hug. Maybe he needs, you know, some tender loving care. And to hear that you've got his back and yet you're there for him, and that he's not asking you to figure it out, but you can have the conversation and say, how can I support you? Uh-huh. I believe in you. I know you're an awesome person. You have amazing work ethic. How can I best support you? What do you need in this moment? Do not come with a list, because this is what we do. We think we're the general manager of the universe. And here we come. You need this. You should do this. Get a massage. Start meditating.
I like that, general manager of the universe.
So be an inquiry,
offer
your support. Yeah.
And the other thing that's important about her question is that he keeps putting her down. And so the what I had to learn to do when that was happening in my world was to kind of like put everybody at arm's length while I brought in everything that we've been talking about here, that I am worthy, that I am, I know I don't need to be talked to this way. Am I going to, how am I going to put up with this? Or maybe I can be a little bit different to offer them a way that they can pick up some of my language. I love the Jamaican. I love the Jamaican stuff you do. It's hysterical. I want to learn that lingo.
Yeah, but you know, that's a good point. I mean, so you know, in our brand activator program, you know, I talk about Good Time Tina. We give too much reverence and care to what Good Time Tina has to say, and we forget about what did God say. So he's putting it on, but God said what? What did God say about you? God says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God says you're a masterpiece. God says you're created just below the angels. Uh-huh. So think about it this way. If you can hang on to that and really hold that and become impervious to anything, it would be like somebody comes to you and say, oh my gosh, Teresa, why is the sky purple and the grass is red? And you're looking at it and you can see very well, the grass is green and sky is blue. You would like look for the nearest hospital, urgent care and help them because you know clearly something is wrong with them. So why is it when somebody is saying things that we know are not true about us, we let it in?
Yeah.
I would, oh my God, you're right. The sky is red. It's not. Oh, you're crappy. You're no good.
Yeah.
It can't come in. It's like the sky's not red, but if we give worth to it, if we hang on to it as its truth, then it becomes like you've let this infect your system. But when you have your antivirus, hashtag the Bible, when you have your antivirus and you read that every single day, and what do we say in our activator, David Energy, you look at John like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who? Because remember, people treat you the way you allow them to treat you.
Yeah, exactly. And
go ahead, Teresa.
The thought that I'm going to ask you to hold on to until we come back from the next segment of commercials. We'll be right back with more from Faith James. This has been an incredible conversation. I can't wait to hear what comes next.
In order to be healthy and happy, there are 24 areas of your life to balance. With the All Things Wellness Wheel, you become self-empowered, allowing you to make healthier decisions about relationships, nutrition, sleep, exercise, stress, and even your value system. The All Things Wellness book series, written by Peggy Wilms and Dr. Marcus Vetstein, teaches you how to balance your wellness wheel in addition to sharing true stories from multiple contributing authors. Book 1, The Fourfold Formula, and Book 2, Win the Wellness War, We Are Responsible, are now available on Amazon. Reserve your spot now to become a published author in Book 3, Wellness GPS, Get Prepared for Success. Visit www.allthingswellness.com/authors for more information.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Do you have a personal story of hope or kindness to share? The Daily Gift book series, which began with a daily gift of gratitude, now available on Amazon, continues with a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. And we're looking for people just like you to share a story. Your Daily Gift of Hope story might answer one of these questions. Is there a time when you felt hopeless and someone stepped in to change your view? Have you been an example of hope for someone else? Is hope something that you've always had? If so, how do you keep that hope alive? With hope, we have more energy and a purpose. It gets us out of bed in the morning.
Daily Gift of Kindness might be your chance to talk about recognizing and spreading kindness to change the world. Practicing kindness lifts your spirit and your mood, warms your heart, and helps to navigate your way through today's challenges. Has an act of kindness from a stranger turned your day around? Have you ever paid it forward to someone or for someone? Your story matters, so visit DailyGiftBookSeries.com to find out more about how to submit your story for a daily gift of hope and a daily gift of kindness. Your stories make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
I can't believe we're in the third segment already. I just want to tell everyone, this is the Daily Gift of Gratitude. And Daily Gift of Hope has the Montauk Lighthouse on the front cover. Lighthouses are hope for sailors that are lost at sea. So if you have a story about, we're looking for stories for the kindness book now. Daily Gift of Hope is going to be coming out around Thanksgiving. So I want to be able to get everybody who has been part of that, get their stories done and ready to be out by that time. But Daily Gift of Kindness will come out next year. Just go to DailyGiftBookSeries.com and see how you can participate in one of these books. Become a published author. This one was number one. This was actually number two on the bestseller list. But I claim it for number one because it was an advertisement that was sitting in the number one spot. So
exactly. A technicality. I love it.
So before we went, you were about to say something else about.
Yeah, but people treat you the way you allow them to treat you. And again, if you stay steeped in the word, it serves as a buttress. Right? It's a protection. It's a guardrail. And I want to just add further, getting into community. So oftentimes people say, you know, like-minded community. And I just kind of want to reframe that. Like-minded could be, you could just be in the doldrums right now. You don't want to be with more people in the doldrums. So you want to get into a community of, where do you want to be? Where do you want to see yourself in a year? Where do you want to see yourself in 5 years? How do you want to be? Do you want to have this Jesus piece? This is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to her. And look at her. She's like skipping down the street. What is she drinking? And I'll have two, right? Where you're being stretched, where you're being asked to take a stand for yourself, where you're being asked to put yourself first. That this is another conversation, Teresa, that I've been having a lot lately about the prioritization of self, which comes into taking care of your health, your mental health, your physical health. So if you're in a situation where you're being bombarded with negative words or thoughts or energy, it is your responsibility to protect yourself. Like, think of your body as your child. Let's just say, I don't know if this caller has, you know, viewer has children, but let's just say you didn't. Think of your body as something that you must absolutely protect. And if it's being bombarded with negative, you wouldn't let it stay there, you would remove it. So we get to do things to support us by going into communities, whether it's a community of, you know, women who either have a hobby that you like, or just something just to like shift your energy and to be reinforced. And then you get to say, what is the decision that I get to make? What is the decision I get to make? This gets to change. So you have the conversation. Obviously, I'm not giving relationship advice, but in terms of protecting yourself, that is your number one responsibility, because you have this one body, and this one body is your temple, which, by the way, Holy Spirit lives in. You must protect it at all costs. And so while we want to support Josh and support him, you also get, you know, it's a famous airline thing. Put your mask on first before you put another person's mask on. So take care of you, my love. Happy to, you know, connect with you if that would support you.
Awesome. Another a statement. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be hearing you speak the truth, the child of God. Amen to die for. Amen.
Amen and amen. Listen, because Jesus already, he proved it. This isn't about lip service, right? You know, humans can lip service. They will disappoint you. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. But, you know, here's the thing. Jesus already told us, in this world, in this life, you will have problems, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. So this is why when I say discipline your disappointment, because you already know the outcome. It's all going to work out. If you think of your life as your GPS and you're going along and all this, oh, now Josh is being recalculating, it's going to get, if you stay focused on where you want to go, I want to be in a healthy, loving relationship where, you know, I have a partner who adores me and he's being fulfilled. If that's your GPS and that's what you focus on and that's what you journal every single day and give God gratitude for, your mm-hmm. internal GPS will recalculate you to be in that direction. So yeah, we get to hold on to the truth of God. That is where the worth is. That's where it starts. That's where it ends. We just get to do all we can to hold on. Just hold on to that. Outside world may say something else. The good time Tina's may go, oh my gosh, you're going to start a business? That'll never work. Hold on to the word of God.
Oh my goodness. If they could see me now, right?
Listen, David's prayer, right? You make a table before me in front of my enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. God's got you.
Exactly.
Just stay focused on the dream. Just stay focused on the vision he gave you.
And the same, I'm going to say that answer applies to this other question that was asked as well, but we've got a lot of activity in the chat today. Question is, I discovered my husband was unfaithful. I divorced him, then left my church because he painted me as the reason for the divorce. How do I go to church again? Do I find a church? And how do I avoid them knowing I'm divorced? First of all, nobody's going to know you're going to be divorced unless you tell them. And I would most certainly, for me, I'm not the advice giver, but I would say I would go to another church.
So, you know, I was listening to Joel Osteen today and it was talking about like God is in control of your reputation. The battle is the Lord's. Mm-hmm. He will take care of it all. This is what we do. We try to fight battles that are not ours. So if, first of all, there is no covenant that says till death do us part, except if when you, I don't know, what was the reason you gained weight, you weren't as pretty, you weren't as active, whatever, that he blamed you, that's not in the marriage vow. So, you know, he's an adulterer, whatever the case may be, but you can't let that, you listen, did you hear me say to you, God said you were created just below the angels. Do you understand yeah. the power that the angels have? They fight in the army of the Lord. So if you're just here and you're royalty, my love, fix your crown. Walk in a place, wherever. Don't let the people run you out. If you choose to go to a different church because you are not being fulfilled or you want to have a different experience, then let that be your truth. Mm-hmm. But don't let anybody run you out of town until God says it's time to move. So my advice to you is go seek counsel from God.
Amen.
Go ask God. Don't make a move. Don't, Lord, what would you have me do? Should I stay? Should I go? What should I do? Direct me, Lord. This is what I always say. You must, before you go talk to anybody, go talk to God.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen, and amen. So, and here's another question for you. We only have like 5 minutes left, believe it or not. This hour has gone by ridiculously fast. Okay. So, what conversations would you like to see amplified among young women? I think we've been having, among women, we've been having those conversations right here during the time that we spent yeah. together. And so what is a conversation that, I want you to talk a bit about the activators, because I know how my life is being changed by this and what you're doing in order to be able to help women find their place in the world with their businesses as entrepreneurs. So talk a little bit about what you're doing about with the activators. And then I want you to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and become part of that.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's very generous, Teresa. So the activator, as Teresa mentioned in my bio, it's a business mastermind and accountability. And it's more than that. And it's an experience and it's more than that. So it's a community of entrepreneurs. We meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern to sometimes 12 every day, working on things like how to get your business into momentum. Tech Tuesday is about how to help you overcome challenges with tech. Handholding. I want everybody to hear that key word. You get handholding. This is not a course where you go watch 10 modules and you have nobody to talk. You're with me every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, live. Then we have the engagement part of it, where the whole thing is about getting you visibility. So when Teresa and I were talking about, you know, some people like hide things and they don't want, whatever I have, I connect my activators to. So if you have a business, you're thinking about starting a business and you're like, I need some help. I want to have guidance. I want to have handholding. I want you to just go to brandactivatormembership.com. You'll see everything there. There is publicity and PR. You get to use my publicist. We get media coaching, media training. We have the engagement pod on Instagram to help boost your posts that you make. You have so much access in our private Facebook group where everybody's supporting each other. When I talked about community, right? This is where you get to be supported. So I'm just grateful to be able to be a support. And I just want to say this quickly also, Teresa, that right now it's in the founding members rate. At the end of the year, it's going to go up. So right now it's only $47 per month. There's no contract. There's no, you know, anything. You cancel anytime if you choose to. So I invite everybody to come and give it a go. See what it's like to get, oh, plus, did I forget? You get an hour one-on-one session with me every month. That alone is worth thousands of dollars. Like seriously, because I, as Teresa mentioned, I do brand contract work for big mega brands. Like I could just be doing that and be kicked back. But because I want to be in support and help entrepreneurs, particularly kingdom-leaning entrepreneurs win, I make myself available in a ridiculous way because there's not another program on this planet where you get an hour with the strategist plus 2 hours of their time, 4 days a week, plus. It doesn't happen. So and that's my love offering.
Yeah. And we get to have fun in the meantime. It's, yeah. You know, there's always something good happening, something always people are having, you know, taking away something that they can use for themselves and enjoying the process as well. So, because yeah. For me, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. Exactly. You know, so how can people, if people want to follow what you're doing online, how can people get in touch with you? Watch some of the things you've got going on social media. What's going on? Yeah.
Instagram, it's Faith A, listen for the A, Faith A. James is my Instagram. It's Faith James on LinkedIn. You can follow me there. You can follow me on Twitter, on Threads. It's all Faith James. Only on Instagram is the A. TikTok, the same thing. It's Faith James. It's Faith James everywhere, except on Instagram, it's Faith A. James. That's my personal. And then the business Instagram is Personal Branding Consultancy, at Personal Branding Consultancy. But if you want to see what is included in the brand activator and see if this might be a fit for you and for your business, you go to www.brandactivatormembership.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Faith, I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this time with you.
This was so, like, I cannot believe we elapsed almost an hour already. Thank you for being so generous with your time. Thank you for creating a platform where writers can, as I like to say, dip their toes in the water. And so some of us in the Activator group have participated in the Daily Gift of Hope. Yes. And I'll tell you, for some, that'll be their foray into be able to say, I'm a published author. And yes, that's because of Teresa and her company. So I'm excited to hear about the Daily Gift, you know, of kindness. That's coming out. That's great. So yeah, if anybody's listening, anybody under the sound of my voice, and you haven't written a book and you don't have a book, I want you to really consider this. And speaking purely from a brand strategist, who my whole life's work is about increasing visibility, when you have a book that you can turn to like so and go, see, yeah, I'm a published author. It's like, if you're in Florida, you'll get this. It's the fast pass. It zooms you to the front of the line. It increases your
line. Exactly. It
increases your authority. So for a novel, I don't know what the fee is, but it's worth it. To be able to say, published author, get into the book, Daily Gift of Kindness, when that comes out. So reach out to Teresa for
that. Absolutely. And thank you for that. Thank you for that, Faith. Once again, we are at the end of this segment of Conversations That Make a Difference. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with another live one. Be sure to watch us 5 a.m., 5 p.m. each Tuesday. And until we meet each other again, may all the conversations that you're having in this world make a difference for you and the person you're having them with. Have a good day, everybody.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.